And this is a guy, Jimmy, who I don't think gets the plaudits that he deserves. He's a quality footballer for Sydney FC, and it seems like he's been around for 1,000 years. He's only 22. He's in magnificent form for Sydney FC, and he scored a great goal on the weekend. Welcome, Aaron Calver.
G'day, Mossy. How are you?
Very well, mate. How are you?
Not too bad.
Good. You must be happy, mate. You're playing.
Yeah, definitely.
I'll tell you what, Jimmy, I spent a lot of time on the training pitch with Calves last year when I was at Sydney, and, you know, it was a frustrating time for Calves not playing regularly, but never shirked a session, and the fruits are now there. Calves falling off the tree for you, mate, with regular game time.
Yeah, that's definitely been a bit of the same at the start of this year, but, yeah, kept training hard, and Jimby always said you'll get game time, so... And he said, when you get in there, just make the most of it. So I like to think I've been doing that.
Aaron, what's the feeling like within the squad at the moment? 7 wins, 2 losses, 2 draws. It's third on the ladder. It's a season that's progressing without the dominance of what we've seen over the last couple of years at Sydney FC. How would you describe the mood in the room?
Oh, the mood is definitely good. The boys all know how good we can be. It's just about putting it all together for a full 90 minutes because we show glimpses of what we can do. Like, we put 5 past Mariners and a half last week, but we've just been getting off to slow starts and things like that. So I think it's more just about when we put a full performance together.
Yeah, talk us through the scenes at half time, Calves, in the dressing room. Steve Corica, obviously, he's taken over from Graham Arnold, and it's not the first time this season that you've, as you just mentioned, there's been slow starts in the first half. What was said at half time? The reaction was unbelievable in the second half.
He was actually pretty calm. It was more of telling us to relax, just get back to the basics. We've got the extra man now, so I think it was a very good chat because of all, obviously. But, yeah, we just needed to relax, do what we normally do, and, show it off.
I think a lot of people talk about, and it's I think Phil's spoken about this at different stages, the great players that aren't there this year for Sydney FC, Adrian and Bobo, who were so good. Do you accept then, Aaron, a level of responsibility about your own performance and wanting to contribute more to the team, given the absence of those star players?
In a sense, yeah, but not too much. I think the players we've brought in are just as good, if not even better, with Alfie and Tim. They're still obviously finding their feet, only 10 games in. So I think once they do find their feet, you'll see much better performances out of us.
I mean, that's a massive call, and Calves calls it how it is. You know, he's a man of few words, but he speaks the truth. And for him to say Lafondra and De Jong are as good, if not better, than Adrian and Bobo is a massive shout. But Lafondra...
What, Lafondra's come in and scored more goals in his first 10 or 11 games than anyone else in A-League history, didn't
he? Quickest to double figures.
Quickest to double figures, yeah.
Which must give the squad so much confidence, Calves.
Yeah, you just know that anything in the box he's just going to put away. He's a proper finisher, which is definitely what we need, so... And I think Sims had a few injuries to start the season, so he's starting to get a couple of games under his belt now.
Yeah, that's right. Now, speaking of goal scorers, not many people would probably know this, but the way you took your goal on the weekend was a surprise to only those who didn't know that you were a striker in your younger days.
Exactly right, Mossy. Exactly right.
So at what stage did Stevie Corica tell you to get forward and volley one into the far bottom corner?
We were trying to do that short corner for all game, and we didn't do it till the 90th minute, and it finally worked. So I was just stoked I wasn't offside.
Hey, Aaron, I think I'm right in saying you're a boy from the south, and now you've moved to the northern beaches, and you're living with Ryan Grant. First of all, any advice for him re the hair? And secondly, have you heard from him and how things are going over there in the UAE with the Asian Cup?
I've got nothing to say about the hair. Let it be.
Okay.
But I spoke to him before the game against Jordan the other night, so I haven't heard too much after that. But, yeah, he's enjoying it over there, taking his opportunities, which is good because he deserves it.
And, mate, back to Sydney FC. You're on your way over to Perth. You play them tomorrow night. Short turnarounds, more recovery than training?
Yeah, pretty much. I think we trained yesterday, but before that it was just all recovering the body, so I think all the boys are ready to go, but that'll be good.
What sort of stuff are you doing recovery-wise?
We had a day off after the game Saturday, and then Sunday was more about physio, a bit of light running, a bit of bike, all the usual stuff.
Yeah. Anything upset you, Aaron? You sound like the most laid-back bloke I've ever spoken to.
Yeah, well, not really. Must be able to tell you that.
I said a man of few words, but they all mean something.
Have we just woken you, Aaron?
Oh, no, I was up at 7:30, set the alarm, but I have to be up anyway, go to the airport.
Let's get back to Sydney's form. Perth haven't defeated Sydney in 9 games. Cows, I don't think there's any lack of confidence in the dressing room at Sydney. We know it's full of winners, but that certainly must give everyone a shot in the arm.
Sorry, there it is.
Yeah. Look, I just hope you'd be the luckiest bloke if you were sitting next to Aaron Calver on the plane. You know that he'd fall asleep as soon as it took off and you'd wake up about a half hour out of Perth, I reckon. Yeah. Aaron, good luck for this game coming up, mate. It's a big one against the table-topping Perth Glory, and appreciate your time this morning.
Cheers, thank you, guys.
Good on you, Calves.
Aaron Calver, you wouldn't know that he's rushing for the door to get to the airport, but he is very laid back. $2.60, the Glory. Sydney FC, $2.60 as well. And the draw is paying $3.50. Was that your greatest challenge as a coach, Phil Moss, waking up Aaron Calver before training?
As I said, a man of few words, but he's a great guy. And look, he is a very, very dependable player for Sydney FC. Every squad needs a player like Cal's in it. He's capable of starting, absolutely. I wouldn't call him a squad player, but he can cover right back, he can cover central defence, and he's get this, he's a real character in a dressing room, believe it or not.
Hey, I'll take your word for it.